Hi, everyone. This is Aaron, and you're listening to the Sound Words Podcast, a podcast about the life and times of today's worship leaders. Today's guest is Philip Zachariah, and we're going to talk about teaching the youth music leaders, playing at Ben and Fiona's wedding, creating a YouTube channel, and the pros and cons of being an extrovert. Thanks for listening. Last time we podcasted, you were starting to do this youth worship stuff. And recently you've been teaching now the youth worship students all about music and theology. How's it going?
Yeah, it's been good. It was a shocker in the sense of, I think I haven't like taught in this regard. Like all my teaching has been like not formal, where like people don't expect me to teach, or it's in a small group where, you know, like, yeah. So it was like very like formal. Okay, I have this date and I have to like write a plan and write like a structure and all these things. So it was a good process, but I think it went well. I think the kids enjoyed it.
Were you like in a classroom? Were you like on stage? What was the situation and how many students were there?
So I think there was like 7 students, and then it was in a classroom. So it was an hour long, but then I used most of the time for discussion to make it easier on me.
You said you did Isaiah?
Yeah. So like, I think, well, the title of this, the title of the lesson was the importance of a high view of God and why it's important for us as worship leaders to have a high view of God. And so I used Isaiah 6. Yeah, it is very important. And I think I think because when I was in 6th, 7th grade, I think I came into youth, like worship leading, and like wasn't really taught Isaiah 6, or I think Matt Powell probably did. So if you're listening to this, Matt Powell, sorry for my ignorance. But I think it changed my whole concept of what worship is when someone explained Isaiah 6 to like what it truly is, right? It's like displaying like the greatness of God and who God truly is. And I think, I hope that when they heard it and they were, because when I asked them questions, it looked like they were changing the way they were thinking. So
yeah. Were you nervous when you were teaching it?
Oh yeah, for sure, dude. It was tough. I mean, I think I'm the type of person that I get nervous easily in a sense of like, it takes me a while to like adjust.
Okay. Right. I can see that.
Yeah. And so, but I think once I started reading Isaiah 6, and then it was kind of like this, like, haha, like Philip, you're humbled. Right. Cause then like the whole thing I'm talking about, right, is like Isaiah 6 and like, it's all about God. Right.
Yeah.
And worship is about God. And so like when I was reading Isaiah 6 in my head, I was like, yeah, why am I nervous? Like I'm trying to direct them to like the greatness of God.
Yeah.
And yet like I'm focusing on my stupid, like selfish, like, you know, like little persona and stuff like that. So,
well, I think, I mean, there is a good nervousness to have, you know, where you're not just like, oh, I got this, you know,
that's true. That's true.
But from what you're telling me, it sounds like, yeah, you're exemplifying the correct amount of humility and nervousness. I think when you finished, what kind of questions did they ask? Like, was it practical stuff?
Well, I think they weren't like really asking questions, but I think they were answering, or like I had questions already set
for them. Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. Yeah.
So like one of the questions was, do you think when you like serve or when you sing, like you're singing to the God described in Isaiah 6?
Mm.
Or like, what are your motivations to leading worship, and how does that relate, or how does that like change when like viewing this?
Oh, I see. So it was like self-reflective questions.
Yeah.
Did you make them give their answers out loud, or like, was it just like heart answers?
I was like really like chill. I was like, you guys can go into groups and you guys can talk about it. But eventually, like, I think, I forgot which kid, one of the kids was like speaking really loud. And so eventually it turned into this like this group discussion where I was part of it. So that was fun.
That would be you when you were in high school. You would be a loud speaker.
My voice is too loud. I'm sorry for all the introverts. I'm sorry for all the conversations
that you've ruined.
I didn't realize that till now.
Okay, let's get back to that later. But back onto your Isaiah 6 thing. when you were teaching, do they even know who you are? And what I mean by that is like, do they know you as a person, or are they just like, oh, that guy's Philip and he used to lead in youth worship? Like, does anybody there know you like more on a more personal level?
I think like, so I know like Isabel.
Oh, okay.
She kind of knows me, right? Because like the Indo
connection, right? Yeah, Indo clans.
Yeah. Indo clan. Yeah. But and I think I'm because I was like in summer retreat and all these things, like Darren knows me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because
right.
I was in the same hall as him.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So some of them know you a little bit more than others.
Yeah. But most people know me there as like, okay, counselor and then music leader.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So that's, but I'm glad like I get this, because now they can see that I'm not as like, hopefully like they don't see me as a strict, like higher up guy, you know?
I'm pretty sure they don't, man. I think that it's actually good, because you're closer in age to them, you know, than like me or like, you know, Ray Tay or somebody, you know?
That's true.
And so I think it does have a little bit more weight, maybe makes a better connection just coming from you, because you know, you've gone through youth worship, you know, you're not that so far removed from like college or high school, you know? Yeah. So they can, I'm sure they can see themselves like as, you know, as you in the future, you know, something like that. And they know that you still play music, and I'm sure that all of them still do want to continue playing music in church, or at least I'd hope so, you know?
Yeah. Actually, it's you're right. Cause I use like analogy of my college experience. So I think because I just finished, it was more applicable to them.
Yeah.
Like how they were feeling and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see where this goes, man. How many lessons are you going to do exactly? How many class sessions?
For now, we're going through like basic stuff, right? So it's like, why do we sing? And like, what is worship? Like, role of a worship leader. So it's going to, for now, I'm trying to do like 4.
Okay.
Set it up. And then like after these 4, it's going to be more monthly like meetups and asking like, hey, how are you doing? And like getting them to talk, and maybe like giving them more of the driving wheel, or sorry, not driving, steering wheel. And like letting them decide, okay, like, do you think this is a good option? Maybe like have a theme song, or giving them the decisions to like run and push more to what the music aspects, and then I can relate that to like Ryan and Kevin, and then
right.
It gives them more power.
Man, you know, if at the end of this and you think it goes well, I can see you doing this maybe like every year, maybe every 2 years or something like that, maybe every 3 or 4 years. I mean, just an idea, you know, because like generations will come and go, you know, and I'm sure that some of them will, you know, stay aligned with that vision, but some of them might not, you know how to jump onto the train in that sense, you know? So I don't know, man, just an idea. Like if, you know,
I mean, for now, like I'm hoping that this is for the long haul. Like I'm hoping that I get to stay here for a while.
Oh, for sure, man. For sure. But thanks for doing it, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. It's fun. I mean, I think part of the reason why like I want to do this is because like worship and like what you did for us was so influential for me as like a kid. You know what I mean? Or else I'd be like worshiping like, woo, you know what I mean? Like I didn't know what I'm like singing and stuff. And so
I do appreciate you passing on the baton, man. I think that's how it should be, man. You know, and I would expect the same for these kids to pass on what you're teaching them too, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to lead in youth worship this Sunday. How does it feel to be going back in there after, what, 4 years of not being in there? 5 years? 6 years?
Yeah, it is kind of really weird because, it's just like a like travel back in time. But, I mean, it's also weird that it's upstairs, too.
Oh, right. Because, when you did it, it was in the PC, right?
Yeah. It kind of sucks that, like, they don't get the downstairs. But, I mean, we have to manage till the building gets built.
Of course. Yeah. Yes, of course. And when the building does get built, you know, they're going to have it really nice, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So, I hope. Yeah.
Yeah. So just, you know, a couple years and then everything will be super bougie. Are you going to play with the students?
Yeah. So I have 4 people on my team right now. Josiah.
Okay.
Chin, Brandon. I forgot his last name. Sorry, Brandon. Darren, and then I have Daniel Ting.
Okay, is that a full team? What is that? Drums, bass, guitar, piano?
Yeah, cajon, bass, guitar, piano. But then, for this next week, it's only me, Darren, and Daniel because we had some like complications with some of the other two. But it's weird because like this is the first time in a while where like part of my role is like teaching and like leading. Where like usually I'm just like, okay guys, let's kind of go
right
and like do this.
Yeah. No, but this is good because not only are you teaching them, but they're gonna be able to see you put that, you know, knowledge into practice. Like, how does this theological knowledge affect your practical leading, you know?
Yeah. One thing I realized is a lot of like the youth, they're like just, they're really nervous to sing.
Yeah.
And so like after I think I explained it, like they're like, yeah, like I'm so focused on like how we sound and all these things.
It's true, I am.
No, yeah, I am too, man. That's why I sound bad sometimes on Sunday.
No, man, it's good.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm excited to see how like some of the leaders will be singing in the next couple of weeks. And like, I'm going to ask them and see how they, I mean, like in a sense of like, will they be enjoying themselves?
Right.
When they're like singing.
So let's unpack that a little bit, because when you play with me on Sundays, like I'll admit it, I'm concerned about how we sound, you know, and I have standards, right?
Yeah.
I think you have your own personal standards for yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And so do you think that it's going to change for when you go into youth worship, or, you know, are you going to keep that same high standard? Like, I just want to know what your mindset is going in from a music standpoint, you know, not from a spiritual standpoint, just purely, carnal, how good do we sound?
I agree. So like, this is, I don't want to be mean, but I realized that like, I can't have the same standard for the kids.
No, that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I think how I'm going to do this is I'm going to like watch them and I'm going to like try to jam with them.
Okay.
And then I'm going to see like if they're actually trying or if they're like really playing to their full extent. And then like, once I figure that out, right, like if they're trying their best, right, if they're understanding that like they're like giving their all to this glorious great God.
Yeah.
And they like, you know what I mean? Like God deserves like our best.
Yeah.
And so like, if they're not doing it, that's when I'm going to judge is like, okay, like obviously like he's not playing this because maybe he's super nervous and he's like not practicing or something like that. But that's how I'm going to judge.
That, you know what, man, that sounds good. Actually, that sounds pretty wise, because you're right. I cannot expect students to sound like some young adult team, you know, like that's not right. But you're absolutely correct that like God's going to look at our hearts and he's not going to evaluate us on our technical skill. He's going to evaluate us on like, well, are you giving me your all, you know?
Yeah.
Are you using the gifts that I'm giving you, you know, to their full potential, you know?
Yeah.
No, that's really great, man. I'm excited to see how this first one goes, dude.
Yeah. And I'm also doing what you're doing. So like, I'm like pushing them a little bit out of their boundaries, making Darren sing like a verse and stuff. So like giving them opportunities to continue practicing, train.
Yeah, dude, good job, man. I, you know, stuff like that, when you challenge them, it gets them out of their comfort zone, you know? So you are encouraging them to grow musically. But as a side effect, it's also humbling, because most of the time when you give them something challenging, they're not gonna get it right on the first time.
I feel you.
Yeah. So you are encouraging them while still, you know, helping them to grow in that regard, man.
Yeah,
these are exciting times, man. I'm excited to see how this plays out.
Yeah, man, I'm excited for youth worship too.
Hey, so some follow-up from our last episode. How'd you feel about Ben's wedding?
Oh, dude, yeah. I mean, it was really fun. So like it went really well in the sense of like we got a lot of compliments and like for the first time, like someone that I didn't even know like complimented me. It's not like I don't appreciate like people I know's compliment, but it's kind of like, you know what I mean? Like, you assume that when people that you know compliment you, it's like 75% like good, but 25% is like they're just trying to encourage you.
Right. Yeah.
And so for the first time, like ever in my life, I had like multiple people like say, oh, like I was like good. And it was also humbling too, because when we performed, my dad's like, for those who don't know, my dad's like super like musical, like he's really good.
Right.
But it's to a fault where, like, let's say we're like practicing something, but he hears the music, like something he likes, then he'll accidentally incorporate that into the song that we're like doing. So that's what happened on Sunday, or on the wedding.
Yeah, on the spot, so, like, he'll just blend it in.
Yeah, so like, if, I mean, you've heard my recordings, right? It's like really like slow and stuff. Then I was getting ready, and then he basically like changed the like tempo or something. He made it like more swingy. And so like I freaked out. I was like, what am I supposed to do? And like I didn't know what to do. And then so like I had to change the way I was singing, all this stuff.
Wow.
And so like it was kind of like disappointing, because like we practiced this for 3 months, and then, like my dad, like so musically talented, like he can do it, but then me, I'm like freaking out. But it was like a good
Did your dad know that he
He didn't even know. Like I like shook my head as we were walking down, and he smiled at me. I was like, God, don't you know we changed it? And he like paused, he's like, no, I'm pretty sure like that's the way we've been playing it for the past 3 months. Only recently, because we were, because me and my dad, one of the things that we like to do is like at night is he'll play piano, I'll just sing. So we like do that a lot. Like that's like cool. Yeah, so in the same way, like say like a son and dad plays catch.
Yeah.
Like my like we're not American enough to play baseball together. So we're like, so that's what we do. We play music.
Hey, that's really cool though, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. And so finally, like, we figured it out. Like, I was like, okay, Ba, like, you should play Nothing But The Blood. And then he plays it, and it's exactly the way he played it on that wedding.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, Ba, it's supposed to be like this. And I brought out, like, a previous recording, and he's like, But yeah. Hey,
well, dude, even though, you know, that happened or whatever, I do think that you guys did a great job, man. I'm sure that Ben and Fiona were blessed. And, yeah, man, it was good. You know, the funny thing, though, is that, like, you tell me that, like, people, you know, that we know, they don't normally say, hey, great job, man, or whatever, you know? And I think there is some truth to what you're saying, because, like, you know, when we play at church, people just get used to it, you know? Yeah. They get used to hearing you, and they get used to, you know, doing, or, you know, like hearing you do what you do. But for somebody who's never heard you before, who has no idea what your musical background or whatever tricks you have, you know, like it can be impressive, man. So good job, man. Way to go.
Yeah, dude, I'll be honest, I got a little prideful for a little bit, and I had to like kind of bring myself back down.
Yeah. No, it happens, man. It happens. So I don't know if you want to talk about this, but if you don't want to talk about it, I can always cut it out. But are you going to start a YouTube channel?
So basically what happened was, and I'm okay with talking about it because I think it's kind of funny, but basically what happened was someone posted on like tag Fiona and was like, oh yeah, like, does anyone know the guy who sang for the wedding, like, or his YouTube channel? So I got like hella excited. I was like, oh dude, like someone wants to follow me, and like, I don't even have a YouTube channel.
You were so good. She assumed that you had a YouTube
channel. It was a guy, but I mean, But it was like it was the first time where I thought in my head, like, oh, like maybe I could like get a following and like have this hobby. Mm. And like, I enjoy like music a lot. Like I think, cause I'm unemployed right now, I have so much time. I think I spend a good portion of my day just like practicing. Sure. Even to the point where like I realized I was practicing too much with my voice, and I had like vocal like stuff. And then I started freaking out, because
you're gonna get what John Mayer had, man. You know how John Mayer had that vocal? He had like
So like voice problems. He had to get surgery and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was scared, so I went on vocal rest for a week.
Mm-hmm. Good call.
Yeah. But so basically, like the fact that I could like make stuff and create stuff for people and enjoy. Like, I think that's one of the reasons why I like music is not like for them to like kind of like look at me, but just like when people are enjoying music. Like, I like one of the things I like about music is like sharing music and finding music that people like. And yeah. I think that's part of like why I like playing music for people.
Of course.
But then like the social media thing and like a following, I realized that can be so dangerous. Mm. And then I was like focusing, and then it started to turn into like, oh yeah, like how can I, like when I set like my kind of channel, like if I make it, like how do I like make like a big bang so that a lot of people will like follow. So like the intentions were already kind of going haywire, where it wasn't just like, these are my creations and I'm just going to put it out there for people to enjoy. Mm. But it's like, oh, how do I like catch the most people? Mm. And so for now, until, I mean, I'm reading this book called 12 Ways Your Phone Is Changing You. I mean, it's about like social media stuff, I think. But yeah, so for now I'm on hold because I don't want to be like super prideful. And like, I don't want to like want it to like kind of ruin or like run my life. Mm. But I'll let you know when, and the next podcast if I ever do.
Hey man, you know, I respect your decisions. I think that you're thinking through this very wisely. And I'm going to support you no matter what you do, man. You know, so when you, if you start that channel, I'll be the first one to subscribe.
Thanks,
and,
man.
And if you don't do it, that's okay, man. I'll support you. In whatever else you do, man. So yeah, keep thinking through it, man. And I'm here to support you in whatever you do, okay?
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Yeah, man. So you're reading this book about the phones. Are you much of a reader?
No, I'm be honest, I'm not. But I think because I have so much time, I was like it doesn't make sense for me to not like continue improving in some regards. And so I was like, okay, might as well pick up like books to read. And I'll be honest, it's been hard in the sense of like, I'm very much like a, like bounce off the walls person.
You do have a lot of interest though. Like music is not your only interest. You're into sports, you know?
Yeah. I'm a very like visual person and like a hearing person. So I listen to a lot of sports podcasts.
Oh okay.
Yeah, and I do a lot of like, I mean, music stuff and so I do a lot of like videos that are like formal video, like informational videos, and then like podcasts. But like a book, like a paper book, like having to sit there and read is definitely something that like I've only been like training myself to do like this past month. Mm. I mean, other than the Bible, right? Which is like, I feel like.
Of course. Right. Yeah. I think it's good, man. I think it's good that you're listening to this stuff, you're watching stuff and reading stuff now. I think it's all part of being a learner, man.
Yeah, dude. And I even have it's kind of weird, but I used to like make fun of people. I've been like journaling and stuff now.
Oh, nice. It's,
like, something,
dude,
I've never done.
Nice. What are you journaling? Like your
I mean,
day
just like,
or like?
Like my applications of like what I've been learning and like.
Oh. Hey man, you know, it's really good that you're getting into these habits though, because when you get a job, or I mean, sorry, when you start working, you can still keep up these habits, you know, like obviously maybe not as much time can be dedicated to it, but you know, stuff like reading, stuff like journaling, you can still do that even though you have a job, you know. I think it will be beneficial for you in the long run.
Yeah, I realize, and the reason why I want to keep doing it is it's definitely been helping me spiritually.
Oh,
in the sense
good,
of like, yeah, because I can, or because I'm like journaling and writing, it's given me like something to do while I'm like in my devotional time and like kind of focused. So then like this off the walls kind of thing like gets kind of tamed. I don't know if that makes sense, but.
No, yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you. Okay, so back to this thing you were talking about. You're an extrovert where you will talk so loud that you control the room, that you take over everybody else's conversations. When did you realize this?
Like a couple years ago. So basically there's two things. Was one time during like after turf, we were like doing post discussion.
Yeah.
And then we were sharing, and I wasn't like being like trying to be funny or anything. I was just like sharing what I was learning.
Sure.
And then out of nowhere, like I just realized that everyone was like looking at our discussion. And like, I mean, and note this though, is that like, we have a, like, I mean, I think FCBC is like predominantly introverted, at least from my experience.
Really?
Just, like, knowing the people.
I never thought that. Maybe I'll do an Instagram poll.
Yeah,
about
you should
that.
Do an Instagram poll.
Yeah,
I want to see that.
Yeah, all right.
And so like, I was like, why the heck are they looking at me? Like, they should be focusing on the discussion group, like being stupid and like selfish. But then as I was dwelling, I was like, oh, okay, maybe it was because I was really loud.
Mm.
And then, so I was starting learning and focus on that. And then I told this story to a lot of people, and it's fine if I share it because I've shared a lot. But one time we were at, what's it called? We were at Garden Bistro, which okay. is that like new, like Kenny's. It was like after church on Friday.
Yeah.
And basically, I won't say his name, but someone who's super extroverted, and he knows who he is. If he's listening to this, he's gonna laugh. Like it's all comedic. Like I'm not
okay.
like gossiping. Like it's a known thing. Like everyone knows. And then if okay. you hear this story, then you probably know. But
okay.
someone super extroverted was like going nuts. Like he was like he was laughing louder and louder. His laugh is like signature. It's like and so I like and we're in a corner, right? And so like. Like I look around just like because I sometimes I people watch just for fun. Yeah. And I look and I see like Nolan and Kevin Kwan, like they're like slowly, like just slowly, like the energy's getting sucked out of them. Eventually they were just like they just look depressed. And I was like, man, like that was the final straw. Like I realized the power that like extroverts have sometimes. And so now I mean, now like sometimes I can't control myself, right? Like if I want to have fun and enjoy myself, then I do.
Yeah, I mean that's who you are, right? I mean
yeah. Yeah, but I realized like I have to be like caring for introverts in like social settings. So example, when like during like the counselor's retreat, I mean I tried. Counselors, let me know if I tried. But I tried to restrict myself during like discussion because I knew that like eventually if I got louder, then like all these introverts that like have stuff to say, like they just will just be quiet.
Yeah. You're really good at being self-aware right now. Like, I don't know if this is like a new thing, but for some reason, I feel like you're very aware of who you are, what you're doing, what you're able to do, what you're capable of. And you're able to kind of temper that to the situation. I think that's a good skill to have. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's like, I mean, because I've been unemployed, right? It's just given me a lot of time to like self-reflect and self-think and like see my priorities and see like, I think like I was very selfish, like back then and like my mindset. And so like when I realized the selfishness, I was like very, like convicted about it.
Wow.
Of like I was doing all these things for myself. Like example, like all the like the reason why I was like applying for jobs and applying for these things were like for self,
yeah.
like goals, right? Like my image and all
right.
this
oh you're right yeah
like when I realized like just how much I was feeding this pride, like I kind of was so humbled that I was like, okay, you know what, let's kind of restart.
Yeah,
and like
yeah.
let's every day like focus on right, like because God's ultimate goal or God's like two commandments is like love God, love others,
right?
They're so simple, yet like we forget that and we don't realize just how much of our actions are like away from those things.
Yeah.
And so I was so convicted by that like I mean, I'm glad that it's, I'm glad that like, I see, like, I didn't even realize that until now, but like, or at least I tried to like change situations. Like example, the extrovertedness was like realizing, yeah, like I'm being selfish when I like have my own fun because like we're having fun and we're laughing, but like 10% of the people, which is like me and the extroverts, are getting to say what they say. And then everyone else is kind of just like, they lose their voice. I mean, they're having fun too and laughing, but they lose their voice, they lose their energy. And it's like, okay, like, is that what, like, I as a like Christian and a brother want like other Christians in our church to like experience, you know?
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Wow. No, that's really good, man. Like, I think that's what it is to be part of their church family. You know, you consider each other, you know, you consider each other's needs, you consider each other as more important than yourself, you know? And so, yeah, man, thanks for sharing that, dude. I'm gonna learn from that. I'm gonna try to apply that. Last question, man. What have you been listening to?
Music wise, I've been listening to weird stuff. So there's a band called Lawrence. They're like a funk soul band. Okay. I mean, some of their stuff sucks. It's like a few songs I've been listening to.
Yeah.
I've listened to them. I listened to this guy named, I still listen to, I think I said it last time, Sam Henshaw.
Okay.
He's like a rap guy.
Okay. Yeah.
I've been listening to, Coldplay. Because basically I like, we were having a conversation with I was having a conversation with a couple friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Coldplay sucks. And then they got mad. And they send me a bunch of songs, and then now I'm like kind of into it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's awesome. Yeah. And then I think the last one is what's his name? It's just like a bunch of random people.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Very cool.
And I've been listening to the Hymns album.
Oh, Shane.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, dude. It's good.
Yeah, it's
that
super
one's
good.
On repeat for sure, man. I've been listening to a lot of you. And Angie, I have a teaser, trailer coming out for you.
A plug-in, dude. Get ready for 5,000 views.
Yeah. I have a teaser trailer coming out for you probably in a week or two, man. And I plan to release yours on Halloween or sometime around Halloween.
Oh, nice,
just
dude.
FYI. You heard it here first.
Nice. I'm down.
Thanks, Philip, for being my guest on the show. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Please send me your feedback or questions for follow-up. You can even send me any questions specifically for Philip to follow up on, and I'll be sure to get to them in the next few episodes. In the show notes, you'll find links to our podcast archive. And don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player. My website is musicgoon.com. The email address for this podcast is soundwords@musicgoon.com, and you can always tweet me at Music Goon. Thanks. See you soon.